Norma, if you want to come up today. And then Alita Poffenbarger, would you mind coming up here as well? Alita sent an email to Norma and Sam. I just wanted to have her say a little bit of that after Norma speaks. But I'm just going to kick it off to you. What are we doing? Whatever is on your heart for next week. Just as a reminder, we're starting Friday evening at 6:30 and then Saturday on the 13th after that.
Okay, thanks. There are two reasons why I love to hear God's voice and why I'm passionate about it. And the first one is intimacy. That has built my intimacy with Him more than any other spiritual discipline. And it's because I get to know Him, and so I trust Him, and I discover that I'm known by Him, and that secures my attachment to Him. And there are many things that we'll be talking about. To name a few, we'll first start off Friday night by, why does God even want to speak to us? What are His purposes? How does He speak to us? The various ways He speaks. The obstacles that prevent us from hearing His voice. How we can posture ourselves and prepare our hearts to hear from Him. I'll give you some practical tips that I hope will make it easier. And then guidelines to discern whether it's His voice that you're hearing or not. And we'll also have hands-on practice time listening to His voice. And my prayer for those that are able to attend is I want this to become normal. Hearing God's voice is an everyday thing. You don't have to do it when you're sitting in your quiet time. That's not the only time He wants to speak to us. He wants to speak when we're at school or at the gym or grocery shopping or at work, because it's a partnership. Our relationship with Jesus is a partnership, and He wants to be involved in our daily lives. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And so if you want to be an obedient follower of Jesus, which I know this body does, then it's imperative that we hear His voice, that we listen so we know how to follow Him and obey Him. So I just encourage you, come to the conference expecting God to speak to you.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to ask me to come up here. So I'm not very prepared, but I was just reading about Solomon this week and how he wanted to hear the word of the Lord, how he wanted wisdom from God to rule his people, because he said, "I'm a child, I don't know how to come in or how to go out." And he asked the Lord to show him those things. He asked the Lord to help him judge the people. And I just love that heart about him. I love that heart of humility. The older I get in the Lord, the more I realize I don't know how to come in or how to go out. I have my ways and God has His ways. And I want to walk in the ways of the Lord. And so did Solomon. And so the Lord was just laying on my heart that this hearing conference is so important, because hearing the word of the Lord is all important. You know, we can run our own lives. We have a mind, but it's not carrying out what God has created us for. It's not His plan for our life many times. And why I love to listen to the Lord every morning is because He gets me back on the right track. You know, through the day, I kind of go this way. I get filled with my thoughts and how to do this and how to do that, and this would be a good idea. But every morning, the Lord brings me right back to that plumb line and says, "This is the way, walk in it." So He's the one that keeps me on that straight and narrow path. It's all glory to God. All glory to God for our lives. There's nothing good in us except for what the Lord's put in us. And we have nothing that we haven't received from Him. And so I just love Solomon's humility in the beginning of his life. He needed that wisdom. So that's why I sent that.